What's shaking in your neck of the woods? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We like to call this show the best water cooler buzz in the overnight highway. So have no fear. I don't care what your stripes are. If you're left or right, in between, undecided, frustrated, flat out furious, this is the place to vent. So I'm going to give you the digits right from the get-go before we even dive deep into any of the stuff that we're going to talk about in this big hour here on ATN. 800-259-5791. Here it is again in slow-mo. 800-259-5791. That was for you, Bob Len, because he's the one who called me and said, you got to give those numbers slower. You got to give them slower. I keep getting them transposed. I think he's trying to make me feel better because he knows I have that crazy form of ADD when it comes to numbers. The numbers don't lie when it came to salmonella and the poisoning that too many people, unfortunately, had to deal with in this country, over 1,600. And that was the focus on the Hill earlier in the day, at least some of the focus, because there were other things going on, too. And so you had the big kahunas when it comes to the egg business, who were testifying and in some cases apologizing for what happened, although I'd say that's a little bit too late. Here's the bottom line. The egg crisis exposed that there is a real need to improve upon, if you're going to have inspections, I don't care if you're short of inspectors or not, to improve upon the way that we do inspect these egg farms. And if they're cited for violations, well, then maybe you zero in on them a little bit tighter. So what kind of reform are we going to see from this? Well, one of the owners, Orlin Beffel, who was grilled, he's the president of Hillendale Farms in Iowa, he kept saying Fifth Amendment rights. He kept invoking his Fifth Amendment rights against self-incrimination. Of course, his attorney made sure he knew that phrase because he had that down pat. He was asked if he knew about what was really going on at his farms before that August email from a production manager, meaning the manure, the rodents, all that kind of stuff. And he was probably grilled the most. Remember, like I said, 1,600 people were affected, and 500 million eggs were recalled as a result of this. I thought what the craziest thing was that I saw from the snippets of what was happening as far as the two farmers, I'll call them farmers, but the two CEOs of the companies, presidents of the companies, you know, trying to defend their position. I thought one of the craziest things was when you had another Hillendale Farms production rep, so the little guy. So you had the biggest of the big, right, who keeps saying he's invoking his Fifth Amendment rights. Then you have this lowly production rep, no offense to him, who sat there kind of like the deer in the headlights in front of this committee and said that this recall of all these eggs really forced him to take a hard look at the operations. Really? Are you kidding me, dude? That's what you come up with? Jeez, because you caught us. I got to really take a look at why we're leaving all that manure piled up and letting the chickens walk through it. Who knew that this was a dangerous thing to do? What a load of manure that was. And to me, that was the most ridiculous of everything I saw on the day. And then he danced around it and said, you know, where we've fallen short in Iowa, we're trying to improve what we're doing. And, you know, even if the source of the salmonella illness is never confirmed, because see, here's the thing. To go for the jugular, you know you got to have the hard evidence. And we know the evidence is somewhere under that pile of manure. But the problem is in testing and trying to trace it, you can't say for sure. The FDA can't say for sure what it was. I mean, they couldn't fully blame the outbreak on something specific at either one of the farms. They found salmonella bacteria in the chicken feed and in a barn and a walkway at both of the farms. They found dead chickens. They found, you know, huge rats and all the manure that I keep joking about and uncaged birds and flies that they didn't even want to tell you how many there were. They said too numerous to count. But they have to would have to completely be able to trace it to what was it. I mean, this is here's the thing. This is a high-risk food and high-risk practice that they confess they know of themselves that this is what it is. So the fact that they had these filthy conditions that absolutely weren't sanitary, they shouldn't have had them that way in the first place. They should have cleaned up the place. Somebody should have cleaned it up every single day. So as a result, here's what I want to know. What do the Department of Agriculture's inspectors, why did they fail to report what was going on at Wright County Egg to the FDA? Why didn't they do that? So what was going on there that they, of course you would think that would be like a red hot communique, but it wasn't. So they got warned, and they got warned again and warned again, but yet they didn't do anything for decades. So who's zooming here? Who's zooming who here? I don't get it. To raise those chickens in those conditions, they made millions of dollars, let's be honest, selling contaminated eggs. And they finally got caught. And the reason they got caught is because all the people got sick. I mean, you had that many people. And here's the crazy part of it. 1,600 was the amount reported. But they say for every one case, you can bet there's probably another 30 others. Oof. So you know what it's like to have salmonella if you don't die from it? You've got those abdominal cramps that make you feel like you can't sit right. You feel uncomfortable. You know what I'm talking about? Fever that scares you to death that you're in the emergency room. And, you know, you're taking drugs for it to combat that. You end up in an intensive care unit. There was somebody, because they had a couple of people that told their personal stories, and there was one woman who was clearly upset but had to make light of it at the end, said, you know, I lost 30 pounds, and that's my sick joke, that you can cure my salmonella in 30 more pounds, you know what I mean, basically. But it's not funny because she was very, very ill and not able to keep anything down. So as a result of that, what's interesting, what we've done here on America Tonight, I'm broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, and I'm here because there's a modern egg farming conference that's being put on by the United Egg Producers. So maybe I can get some better understanding and kind of get the scoop on what's really happening across this country with eggs. So it starts off with a tour of the cage and cage-free houses and then watching what happens to those eggs, how they're processed before they get to us in the form of sitting in a carton in the grocery store or the farmer's market or wherever it is that you pick up your eggs. So I'm excited to see what I'll learn from this. You know, you have to say that the chickens really came home to roost, I think, for both of those egg farms, and how they weren't completely wiped out, I have no idea. But, you know, I always preach that it's about following the money, and if we're truly following the money, then they had the money, and they had the money to quell, I guess, the problems that existed with the unsanitary conditions. But it makes no sense. If you're making millions, do the math. You don't hire people to clean it up. It wouldn't have cost them that much, for goodness sake. It's, you know, simply outrageous. Coming up on the flip side in our next segment, I want to make sure I give a big plug for Harry. He's next.
The cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control. You want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you are hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. You have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Things, but a couple of those popping up here on America Tonight. And one of them is the fact that, don't forget, we have Nail the Score. I keep getting a lot of emails about it, but I know because it's early in the season. But we have Nail the Score coming up on our next show in the third hour. It's like picking lottery numbers because, you know, it's so random. And you would think it'd be easy. Okay, so you look at the games and the computer randomly picks one of the games. And you just decide who you think is going to win, and he tells what you think the score is going to be. 27-21, 17-14, 14-7, 35-27. I don't know. I'm just throwing numbers out. But that's the idea. You're just throwing numbers out, and who knows what numbers actually hit. But if they do hit, you have serious bragging rights here on America Tonight. Plus, you clean out the prize closet. We've got some great prizes. I think I said this in a previous hour in ATN. You really will eat like a king, and you can take your queen with you, so you got to love that, or vice versa. And the bragging rights to me would be the big thing, because nobody's been able to do it except for someone from the technical staff, who, by the way, was not a giant sports fan at all, wasn't really a sports fan, just threw out a guess and actually nailed the score last season. So it means it is possible. And he wasn't eligible for any of the prizes. So you, my friends, still have access to the prizes and the bragging rights. How about that? Whew. You can't shake a stick at that, man. That is good stuff. No question about it. All right, without further ado, the guru of all things collectible is with us. That would be Harry Rinker. Harry, how are you?
I'm awake.
I love that. I'm awake.
Good shape here.
I'm doing
okay. I'm a little sad this week. We've had a bit of a blow in the antiques and collectibles game. Collector Books down at Paducah, Kentucky, one of the three major publishers of antiques and collectibles books, has announced it's ceasing business as of December, the end of the year. It claims that thanks because of the internet and so much free information, the age of the printed price guide is coming to an end.
You know, that is depressing. I hate to say it, but I like the price guide in my hand. Are you like that?
Well, considering I wrote Warman's Antiques and Their Prices for 15 years at Warman's Americana Collectibles and so forth, I feel pretty strongly about that. But the simple truth of the matter is that today the collecting categories have expanded so much that even a general price guide can only include such a limited amount of stuff that's out there that people just simply would rather type in the information and go to the internet. And I I'm the guy to talk because I've got, you look behind my desk and I must have, here a couple hundred books, and in Pennsylvania, my library there, 5,000 plus books. So it seems like I shouldn't say, no, I'm sorry, but, I always want the book in my hand. But the simple truth of the matter is that today when I need to know something, I'm up on the net.
Yeah, so it's like the death of publishing that we're kind of seeing, across the board. It's like with the Nook and all that.
Well, look what's happening. It's not death of publishing because, in a way, books, with the e-book, which is selling like mad, the Kindles and that type of thing.
Sure.
The electronic books are rapidly replacing and, coming up the percentage of buyers per title on those things is growing up against the print copy. Well, I like the print copy. I always love to have a copy in my hand. And as a teacher, let me tell you, with textbooks, I'm not sure where we're going to get those replaced electronically, although when you look at the price of some of that stuff, you wish they were anyway.
Yeah, it's funny we're talking about this. I got an email from Robin Lynn, who's been listening to you and I converse for a long time, and she wrote me a nice note and said to ask about your schoolhouse, because now we've talked about that. It's interesting how the listeners have really gotten attached to you and your things, and they want to know what's going on. Are you selling them? What's happening?
Well, the thing about it is that the school, and for those listeners that may be unfamiliar with it, years ago in 1991, I bought old former elementary school, 14,000 square feet, six classrooms, an auditorium with a stage. And around 2000, I converted it, put an apartment in there, and I've lived in there. And then we moved up here to Connecticut. And I put it in the market a couple months ago now. And I've had, all the trials and tribulations that anybody has trying to sell something. I've had four buyers that have failed to close on the thing, and it's still up for sale, and I'm still hoping to sell it. I'd like to sell it before the heating season again, because I'm not sure I want to pay to heat it again. But meanwhile, I'm struggling to keep it open. And, in today's age, when credit is so important, I don't want to stop paying the mortgage and so forth, and then the banks will threaten to foreclose and all the rest of this type of stuff. So you want to try to do the honorable thing. But we're struggling. Now, the bigger issue is, if I do sell it, what's going to happen to all that stuff? And this is really something I have to confess I haven't faced yet. It's all packed up in boxes right now.
I love it.
And I don't want to store it, but I'm going to have to do something. And,
all right.
And I wrote this book called Sell, Keep, or Toss, How to Downsize a Home, Settle, Estate, and Appraise Personal Property. Truth of the matter is I'm going to have to practice what I preach in about another month or two, I hope.
Hey, we want to throw this out quickly. We don't have a lot of time, but it's still worth it. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, if anyone has a quick question for Harry about their stuff. Somebody also wanted to have me ask you about collectibles. Like, I guess there's the champagne flutes that were produced by Lennox. I mean, that's so random to me.
Well, this is one of the interesting things. There were a couple of names in glass. Waterford, you've heard of Waterford Crystal.
Sure.
And Lennox was the crystal that the Americans had. It was produced out in western Pennsylvania for years and years and years. Now it's made overseas, and that's the kind of thing. But the problem with Lennox brand names, now Lennox also made wonderful ceramics too, but we're talking about Lennox crystal here. The thing about it is that all this stuff would have value if somebody used it. Nobody collects it. Not that way. They'll buy Lennox stemware to use or to fill in a pattern that already exists. But the truth of the matter is it's worth what it brings on eBay. And eBay is there. By the way, Kate, you know, eBay just celebrated its 50th anniversary.
I know, crazy. So fast.
Well, the thing is, not only is it so fast, but I got a wonderful email on just today from a friend of mine who is a fellow collector, and he's writing me telling me what's going on in his world and so forth. He says, you know, I don't buy as much on eBay as I once did, and that's true for me, too. I used to buy something almost every day on eBay. And I think the thing that's shocked all of us is how fast eBay is not come and gone, because eBay is never going to go away, and eBay is a player.
Sure.
But the thing about it is that it's nowhere near the dominant player it was in the antiques and collectibles field 5 years ago. People simply are going back to other ways of finding things. Auctions, the Internet, but through Internet websites, storefront sites like RubyLane.com and others. Through separate Internet shops. A lot of people now have their own separate Internet shops. So things are changing out there in my business. And as I said, with the demise of collector books, and we're looking at this a lot, electronic stuff again, we're going to get a lot of electronic publishers. And you know the old phrase, publish to the web. That's the phrase we use in my classrooms right now. In fact, in my teaching, I've got several of my classes now creating stuff up on the web, and we're, you know, homework is going back and forth through cyberspace.
That's great. I love that you're doing that with any of the kids in the class, because you give them the leg up for sure. Harry, time is fleeting. I can't believe it. I'm glad that we rousted you, and we'll do this in another 2 weeks.
Oh, we will indeed. Thank you. Thank you so much. By the way, I also wanted to mention the mailbag, harrylrinker.com, if they want to send me a question.
Excellent. That's what you need to do. Send them to Harry, because he'll really look at your stuff. All right. Thanks, Harry. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Hang with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yes, yes.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Daily salute in just a couple of minutes from now. But before that, let's hit the headers and get you caught up on everything that transpired earlier in the day. And boy, there certainly were a lot of things shaken loose in the Capitol and in our own backyards. I'm going to take you first to Salt Lake City. I don't know if you remember the story or not. We talked about this a bit, about the tour bus driver who smoked pot for several days before falling asleep at the wheel and crashing in Utah, killing three Japanese tourists and injured like 11 other people. And this was a sad, sad story because it goes back to that whole distracted driving, not clearly thinking and getting behind the wheel, not to mention, I mean, you could go in the direction of smoking marijuana and people who say, it doesn't matter if you're getting stoned. I mean, why don't we just legalize marijuana? Well, what about, this is an example of what can happen when you're not responsible. And this was a 26-year-old guy who was charged with 10 felony counts of negligent driving under the influence, and one misdemeanor charge was slapped onto it, too, of having marijuana residue in his system. The bottom line is, Yasui Makini is a Japanese citizen who lived in Las Vegas. He flew to Salt Lake, drove the bus to Las Vegas before going out the next day for a tour of national parks with 7 hours sleep, nicotine gum, and energy drinks. See, this is the problem. And probably the biggest thing that happened to him, I mean, they didn't even really lay it on about the pot stuff. It was about that he was driving too many hours and he didn't have enough sleep the night before. I think this points out something that we're going to see a lot more in the future because we have the texting now, the phenomenon of that in the car. We have the people who are putting on makeup and eating sandwiches and not paying attention to what they're doing when they cut across five lanes. And we have the sleepy driver. And I'd love to see, and it's probably hard to compile all these statistics, but I'd really love to see the statistics on people who simply fall asleep at the wheel. I mean, listen, I'm guilty of doing it, I'm sure, at one point in my past. But I was smart enough after the first time it ever happened to me. When you know, it's that sensation of nodding off where your head kind of bounces. And I guarantee almost every single one of you listening to me in this audience has done it at some point, thinking that it was okay, and you just weren't rested enough. And you got that crazy highway disease. You pushed it. You went too far on a trip or whatever it was, or you didn't have enough sleep, or you're working too many hours when you turned around and then jumped in, you know, behind the wheel. I think we're going to see more things like, hopefully not like this not happening, but we're going to see more charges like it, because it's now way up there on the charts. I wish I had the statistical information to back it up, but I know these are statistics that aren't compiled very well across the board. I know when I started to pull over on the New Jersey Turnpike, sometimes when I'd be working late in New York, that's what I did. I did what my trucker buddies did. They say, just pull over and sleep. Sleep for a little bit, and then you're okay to go a couple more exits. And I only did it a few times, but I did it because I didn't want to risk anybody else's life. I certainly didn't want to risk my own, but I didn't want to risk killing anybody else on the road if I was too bloody tired. People just don't do that. They, you know, it's like that. It's like that code. It's almost like the man code, and I'm sure women do too. But I'm thinking men. I can do it. We can make this last leg, and we're gonna get there, and we're gonna make it in record time. Well, look at what happened to these people as a result of it. And it's lucky that some of them escaped with just minor injuries. And the driver himself had just minor injuries. But he picked up the 14 tourists. He went for this four-day tour. That's what they were doing. And it was partially the national parks in Utah, and then, of course, off to the great one, the Grand Canyon, the best ever to go see the Grand Canyon. But it didn't turn out to be the best trip for those people, sadly. And the reason is clear, is because, if nothing else, certainly the lack of sleep contributed to what happened there. If you missed it on the day, the buzz, like I said, at the Capitol, some of it anyway, was the big egg boys talking about what went on in their farms, or should I say, not talking about what went on in their farms. Because the heads of two Iowa egg farms that were really linked to 1,600 salmonella illnesses gave the guys that were grilling them very few answers about the condition at their operation. One didn't even testify, kept invoking the fifth. And the other didn't answer very many of the questions either. And you know these farms because we've said them over and over again, Wright County Egg and Hillendale Farms. And there was an apology mixed into the middle of it. But how do you apologize to all those people who got sick and then those who don't even know they have it and they think it's something else? And then the half-billion egg recall in August after tests of the products turned up positive for salmonella and the strain that is responsible for the outbreak. There were a couple of people who testified what it was like, how sick they got, what happened to them, and it was sickening to think of just the arrogance of these two farm giants. They're making millions, so they sit there stone-faced in front of the House Energy and Commerce Oversight and Investigations, as a mouthful, subcommittee, and over again, they don't really come back with anything when they're slammed about what is going on in egg production in America. So partially because of that, and I was trying to find answers, I was invited to attend this modern egg farming conference in Tampa, Florida. So we're broadcasting live from Tampa. And I'm going to actually tour very early in the morning. I'm going to tour what takes place in a cage and cage-free house at a farming operation and watch how it's all put together. Talk to a scientist, talk to someone from the USDA, and find out more about what's going on with eggs and the safety of eggs in this country. Because a lot of people took a deep breath when they saw what happened in Iowa. You just have to think about, if you're an egg lover, and even if you're not, how many things you eat that have eggs in it. From just the obvious things like the slices of eggs and the hard-boiled, soft-boiled, scrambled, over-easy omelets, frittatas, all that, to what's being put in the food. I mean, think of, you know, when your various sauces are being made, what eggs are being used in that. Or, for example, when you do the veal parmesan thing, or you get chicken tenders, any of that. I mean, it's there. Eggs are huge. And that was disturbing stuff to read about the manure and the conditions at these farms and the fact that they did nothing. So they had the FDA deputy commissioner who said after the hearing that they had no records even of the inspection. Because they're talking about the FDA saying they inspected the company's feed mill in May and didn't find any deficiencies. Well, wait a second. People got sick in August. You have to be kidding me. There's something awry here. What are they talking about? And the top, I'm going to call him the top cop at the FDA, is pushing for a food safety bill that would give them a little bit more power to recall some of the tainted products faster. And also more inspections of food processing facilities that require producers to follow, hello, if we're going to have government intervention here, stricter standards for keeping food safe. I mean, you know, we get jolted into reality about the food supply when something like this happens. And I don't know about you, I don't want to be doubled over with cramps, sick in my stomach, diarrhea, vomiting, and all the things that happen to those people in the ICU, having no clue what's wrong with you. Because then you start to think, well, food poisoning, what did I eat? And then you go through the whole list of what was it and what could this possibly be? And scary stuff, and certainly you can die from it. It's lucky that nobody did die from it. And even scarier is the fact that if 1,600 cases have been reported and diagnosed as that, how many are unreported? For every case reported, there might be 30 that aren't even known. Wow, that's a frightening statistic, isn't it? So that certainly was one of the big headlines on the day, too, and rightfully so. We're going to look into that tomorrow, as I said, on the road here in Tampa, Florida, and we'll see what we learn as to what's going on. And also, this was big. Tax spending cuts, that's what 6 weeks before the midterm elections, House Republicans are vowing, I mean, now saying, this is what we're pledging to do. Let the Democrats do what they want to do, but this is what we're pledging to do. We're going to cut taxes, not freeze. We're going to cut taxes and federal spending, and we're going to repeal the health care law and ban federal funding of abortion as part of our campaign, what they're calling manifesto. They're calling it the Pledge to America, and it was circulated by a handful of lawmakers, Republican lawmakers, and it emphasizes, if you look at it, jobs and spending control and changing the way Congress does business, but nothing about, you know, Medicare or Social Security or any of that kind of stuff. Just some of the things that we've heard in the past, like border enforcement and medical liability reform, all that kind of stuff. And certainly there is a hint of anti-government in this. Where it goes round and round, and who knows. There are at least 7+ that jumped on board, and the Republican leaders say they are set to go public with their plan Thursday at a hardware store in Virginia. We Can Count coming up next.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Topping weekend counts is Delaware's Christine O'Donnell, actually down 16 points in the polls right now. So what does it all mean? It's a CNN Time poll, and according to their numbers, and remember, you know, I always say this because I'm a fan of the polls. I don't know why. I like seeing the numbers and seeing, tracking it and seeing if it's, it comes true. But Chris Coons, who's the Democrat, is leading her by, you know, double digits among likely voters in that Senate race. So that's 55% to 39%. And, you know, what's interesting here, according to this poll, if Mike Castle had beaten O'Donnell in last week's primary and were the GOP nominee, he would be an 18-point leader over Coons, 55 to 37%. Ooh, that has to make the Republicans furious when they see it. It's a 34-point swing. What does it all mean? Does it mean that she's unelectable? Does it mean nobody's paying attention to what she's saying and they think she's a witch and that she says crazy things? Not really. It means that you have to wait and see what happens on Election Day, because the key here is likely voters. And we've seen that number swing on both sides of the spectrum for both parties when it doesn't start off well. It depends on, you know, frankly, money that's pumped into the race toward the end of the race when it gets closer for people to actually go and vote on November 2nd. And then there is a slew of other numbers that came out, too, and for some of the other politicos as to how they were doing. But I think that was the most stunning one, I guess, of all of them at this point. It's a fair question, and it's one that a lot of people are talking about. Does she really have a chance of winning? is she, you know, is this a flash in the pan thing, a grassroots idea for her to get as far as she did, and wow, you know, congratulations that all these people backed you up, but step aside because now, you know, the most liberal candidate possible, at least in Delaware, is going to end up taking this seat, so no fear for Joe Biden's vacancy. I got to throw this in because I'm a huge Phillies fan. How about the Phillies coming up big for a 10th straight win? I mean, it's a matter of clinching, right? Roy Oswalt and a bunch of relievers combined on one hitter. So Philly beat Atlanta, which often the Braves are their Achilles heel, one zip. And boy, it took a while to get that one run, but darn it, they got that run, and that's all that matters. This might be the craziest number of all the numbers that I've seen, and we can count. It's the fact that the break-even price for GM is being reported that it's $133.78, and that's per share. So the government would have to sell its stock for that amount to get back the $50 billion it spent bailing out the Detroit automaker. That's not a small sum. That's nothing to sneeze at. GM repaid the government $6.7 billion. The remaining money was converted to 61%, as we all know. We've heard the jokes. 61% ownership in GM plus $2.1 billion worth of preferred stock. But the government won't sell all the 304 million common shares it owns at once. So the Treasury Department and GM's new CEO have said they'll take a couple of years and follow on sales for the government to actually get that money back. Uh-huh. Then you see what Ford's doing, and they're making a profit, and they didn't take the hand out. They didn't take the hand out. They were stung pretty badly, too, but yet they're turning a profit. What does that say? There's a mixed message in there, I think, probably somewhere. Why not get into the phone game? That's what Facebook is saying. Hey, why not? We're getting all this publicity. There's even a movie out about the founder. So Facebook is saying that they're working on two smartphones, and it would carry their popular social networking website service, and they're going to be unveiled. Because, see, they're looking for ways, I'm sure this is part of it, they're looking for ways to really monetize even more Facebook, because that's been the difficult thing, I think, of the Facebook phenomenon is, okay, so where do we go from here? So they're going to unveil that. They're going to have them by the second half of the year of 2011, and I guess first it's going to come out in Europe. So who do they jump in bed with? I guess AT&T is probably who's going to carry it, the Facebook smartphone. Or maybe they haven't made that deal yet. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How are you doing, gorgeous?
I'm good. Do you have a smartphone, or do you have a, you know, a big... I picture you as not a guy who's going to spend ridiculous amounts of money on a crazy cell phone. Am I right?
Boy, you know me better than Julie does.
See, because I would say you would say... It's not that I think you're frugal, but that you're smart, that like, okay, why am I going to, how much am I going to use this? Do I need to have every gadget that's going to cost me $200 a month?
Right. Well, Julie needs it for her job. But I just have a cell phone with, with the call display and a picture of Julie and me. And,
that's all I need.
I'm happy with it. So,
good for you.
You know, I mean, my brother, Steve's father needs it because he's an accountant. So he's always, he's always talking to or sending emails to clients and stuff like that, or they're sending him stuff. So he needs it, but I personally do not.
So, Good for you.
Yeah, it's like what for?
I mean,
just to keep up with the Joneses. No thanks.
I gotcha.
I guess you hear what? Okay, have you ever heard of a sports event called the Commonwealth Games?
I have, but vaguely, but I don't really know too much about them.
Okay, it's basically all the British Commonwealth countries, Canada being one of them, and it's an Olympic type, and they have Olympic events. It's supposed to start in about a week and a half in Delhi, India. A lot of countries may not show up because the athletes' village is, as one person from Australia put it, unlivable.
Ooh.
Some of the venues aren't ready. There was a bridge that was supposed to be like from one of the hotels to the main stadium collapsed. So, you know, they're supposed to, you know, put India on the, you know, on the world map. Instead, it's going to give it a black eye, and they may end up canceling the Commonwealth Games. And for a lot of countries, you know, in 2 years there's another Summer Olympics. There's supposed to be like a showcase of, okay, are some of our world class athletes ready for London? You know, how well they're going to do and stuff like that. So it's
sure.
been a black eye to India, and I'm thinking, gee, this makes Montreal in the 76 Olympics look like we were ready on time.
There you go.
Yeah,
no
I
kidding.
Know. They had a special vote in Parliament today about to reveal what they called the long gun registry.
Uh-huh.
Guess what? It passed only by 2 votes. So that means the long gun registry is still intact. And one of the parties, the New Democratic Party, told the leader there, a gentleman named Jack Layton, told his members, vote the way you feel. So some people are saying, well, come the next election, some of the people in their ridings are going to say, okay, you voted no or you voted yes, then I'm not going to vote for you. You know, it's politics as usual, you know.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
I like that. Politics as usual. You're starting to sound like an American.
Hey, I listen to you almost every night there, lady.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I hope we're not souring you.
I am still Canadian as Canadian. I mean, when I cross the border, there I am wearing a Canadian, either a maple leaf hat or a Canadian's hat or a hat that says Toronto Maple Leafs. They suck.
I love when you pound Toronto to the ground. I'm going to like compile all this. I have a friend that he does a radio talk show in Toronto. His name is Jerry Agar. We're gonna have to get Jerry on the case and see if we can start a little Toronto Montreal thing.
Oh, my condolences that you know people.
Sam, yeah. Thanks for the buzz, man. You have a good one. All right, we're gonna leave you with this: something to chew on from Frank McKinney. We'd all like to vote for the best man, but he's never a candidate.